While tediously completing a multitude of college applications, I was prompted with the classic question: if possible, who would you eat dinner with, dead or alive? Without skipping a beat, I answered: Alexander Hamilton. For the entirety of our meal, I would inhale the state of our country and the amendments made to the Constitution. Then I would observe his reaction and remarks. I would be eager to see if America today is our forefathers' vision. While grappling with this subject, I was able to create an educated presumption. In accordance with the details of our country's binding documents, our emphasis on the pursuit of happiness and our national defense is precisely what our forefathers envisioned. However, I can assume that the political division in our nation is at odds with our founding fathers' intentions. To begin, seven highly educated men unanimously agreed on one undoubted fact: we are endowed with certain unalienable rights. Among those is the right to the pursuit of happiness. At the forefront of the Declaration of Independence, these men outlined that we must have the opportunity to make life meaningful. Thankfully, our country has flourished on this concept. To be happy is to pursue one's passion, and the United States is recognized worldwide as the home of acceptance and innovation, and the place where one can make their biggest desires come true. The American dream, coined in the early 1900s, is now a reality. The beautiful streets of Los Angeles house the most impressive and successful actors and filmmakers in history. Many of the most brilliant businessmen to exist found their roots in Wall Street. The intelligent and articulate change makers of the world proudly call the United States home. Undoubtedly, this was the vision all along. The idea of a utopia where everyone is capable of being content and prosperous developed into a reality. The pursuit of happiness is truly the cornerstone of the United States. In addition, according to records, 23 of the 40 men who signed the U.S. Constitution served in the Army during the Revolutionary War. The visionaries of our country were the same brave men who fought for our independence. Thus, they had firsthand accounts of the importance of a strong military. They saw that the pinnacle of success in our country would stem from a powerful standing army, and so we have achieved. Currently, many consider the United States to have the strongest, most dominant national defense system in the world. American government wholeheartedly supports our military. A significant portion of our budget is allocated to it. Gratitude from citizens is displayed toward it, and any other country fears it. Feeling safe and well protected is an incomparable sensation in this disputed world we live in, one many of the founding fathers could only hope to experience. Conversely, the framers of the Constitution desperately wanted to avoid one disastrous thing: political divisions. The forefathers of our country witnessed the detrimental effects of the factions that caused the English Civil Wars of the 17th century. They saw firsthand how parties could rip a nation apart. Hence, it was no accident that political parties were entirely omitted from our founding documents. It was an intentional act to keep our country united. Many of the founding fathers detailed that with factions come violence, and they are the most fatal disease. Although they would be pleasantly surprised to see that our nation is still full functioning with a divisive two-party governmental system, they would be disappointed, and bitter memories of Britain would inundate their minds. We must remember that our country was not built on the opposition of policies, but on the agreement of fundamental principles. During America's founding era, our country was more politically unified than at any other time in our nation's history. Common ground can surely be difficult to find, but until political parties do so, we continue to drift further from our forefathers' intentions for our country. Moreover, through the interpretation of early documents like the Declaration of Independence, we can assume what our forefathers wanted our nation to look like. Through a detailed comparison with the current state of our country, conclusions can be drawn. The preeminence of the pursuit of happiness and the strength of our national defense align with our forefathers' vision, yet our contentious political party system veers far from it. However, until I can dine with the intelligent Alexander Hamilton and other greats, there will never be any confirmation or full certainty on whether America today is our forefathers' vision.